We're extremely good about, as I mentioned, building budgets. And so budget formulation, we excel at. And even execution, we're getting better and better at really driving, sort of understanding the execution back tied back to the budget. But then to shift the conversation, look through a different lens around cost is something that industry does every day, but government doesn't necessarily do. And so, frankly, it's an industry best practice that we're trying to bring in. And so we're bringing in a variety of companies to talk about how they apply a cost culture within their organization, how they use it as a tool. Really, in industry, it drives profitability for us. We're looking for money, not profit. And so, really, we want to make sure that we can stand behind our investments to say, I understand the cost of this particular business space, what budget I need to then support it going forward, so that I'm really driving both, I think, a stronger value proposition.
Once that education piece is done, you take that cost, and then you can say, okay, what can we do next? And how does that work? The need to find that money is now, not in 6 months or a year or 3 years, once people can kind of create that baseline. Is there some short-term and long-term goals? You talk about metrics a lot. What are those short-term and long-term metrics?
As part of this integrated business framework that we've established, there's a number of systems that we're looking at right now, both from a sustainment perspective. I have got hundreds of millions, billions of dollars in sustainment, really understanding what the cost drivers are for our sustainment bill, and then ensuring that we've got a positive return on investment for anything new. And so, again, using the framework, people come in and say, well, I need a new IT system. And we say, well, okay, well, can you give me the rest of the conversation? What's the cost of your current operations? What outcome are you trying to achieve? And do you have a positive return on investment for your planned IT, in this example? And that really is driving a culture change within the organization. Both the education, this is what we're talking about, but then the culture change, ensuring that we can articulate mathematically, fact-based, you know, what the return on investment is.
There's a lot of concern that I'm hearing in industry, specifically related to DoD, about cost and the focus on low cost, technically acceptable LPTA. Now, I know you're not an acquisition person, but how do you, as the management person, ensure that things don't go too far into always worrying about cost without balancing that out with best value and the other pieces to it?
Certainly, we have to make sure we maintain the right balance of sort of cost, but also performance. And I think the government is always focusing on best value. But really, in my talk today, my discussion around cost was around, you know, do we understand the cost of our operations so that we can pursue cost reduction in those areas where it makes sense? I mean, do you understand what's driving your cost in your, you know, your logistics space? Is it IT? Is it people? What is it? Because then you can actually strategically take out cost, which is different than lowest cost at all cost. I'm not a proponent of that. I think the best value conversation is the right one to have. But understanding the cost of your business is something I think the department can really make progress in.
But I guess I bring up the LPTA issue only because contractors play such a big role in the cost of whatever DoD does. So if you're looking at cost, you got to include the contractor piece, and that's part of that baseline. Do you look at it that way, or are we talking about even something else?
Oh, no. I think I would say labor costs, and some labor is in the form of, you know, military, civilian, or contractors. I mean, labor is a cost. IT is a cost. I mean, there are things that drive a respective business area, and so it's just figuring out what those are and ensuring that you've got the right amount. I'm not saying cut them all. I'm saying understand what the landscape is and then take action where you need to. And maybe you have the right amount, but what I'm asking people is to understand what are their cost drivers and then take the appropriate actions.
You mentioned 2,000 business systems, $7 billion being spent on business systems. You made the comment that that's too many, but you're not willing just to lop off the bottom 10%. What are you doing to address the idea that you need to reduce the number of business systems, how much you spend on it? I know cost is a piece of that. What are some the other pieces around it that you're saying, okay, how do we reduce the number or lower the cost?
So last year, we identified 99 systems for retirement in the next 36 months because they weren't aligned to strategy. And so what we asked was each one of the business line owners, the undersecretaries of defense for financial management, personnel and readiness, et cetera, define what their strategies are. And so then we asked the components to align their IT investments to the strategy. If you don't align, perhaps you're not needed. And we gave them the ability to identify systems for retirement And through that process last year, we identified 99. And so it's really, again, tying the IT to what are you trying to do? What's your strategy? What's your outcome? If you can't tie to it, frankly, it makes it a pretty short conversation about the continued investment.
Are you a year into the 99, so 33 have been retired, or what's the plan in terms of the retirement of them?
So last year, so it was within 36 months last year, so it's, what, 2 years now? And then this year, too, we've refreshed the strategy, and as the components come in for their FY14 investment, they will have to demonstrate alignment to the strategy. If they can't demonstrate alignment to the strategy, and again, asking them to really assess and look at their portfolios to say, and they too recognize they don't need so many. They want the money. They want to shut down those things they don't need and invest in the future.
But sometimes it's easier said than done to shut down a system. I mean, people hug their servers. You know that people, well, but what about this? Or can't we just keep it a little longer? What's the forcing function? Or what's the overall approach to say, okay, that system gets turned off, and when does the turnoff happen?
Yeah, so we take the money out of the budget. So we don't let them rethink the decision. It's essentially, you know, I'm looking, this year I established a 10% reduction, money reduction in the sustainment bill. I'd rather that money go toward investment into the new. And that was tough for some people to swallow, but I think that it's everybody is looking for money, and they want to do it in a smart, strategic way. And so it really, we're highly motivated and incentivized to, from an IT perspective, to keep what we need and then get rid of what we don't.
From a short-term perspective, what's your next kind of focus area? You focus on cost. You talked about that. The system reductions. Is there somewhere else that your office is starting to go down the next path?
Well, the cost is really feels new to me, meaning, although I feel like I've been preaching it a long time, it really is, as we're going into the, you know, the FY14 execution, really getting people, and people are bringing in their new system investments. There's a space, contract writing area, the standard procurement system, we've identified a sunset date. I think it's 2015. And so people are figuring out strategically, what do I need to do for contract writing? And so it's a terrific opportunity to employ all these thought processes, strategy, cost, you know, outcome, what are you trying to do? And so our persistent focus on cost and end-to-end and systems and all that is really, I think, where we're spending most of our time.